Axel, what do we know about BEV and radiation therapy and non-small cell? There's a trial just getting started that's going to look at that in the stage 3 setting, chemo, radiation, and start to look at BEV. What do we know about that in terms of radiation therapy, in terms of safety and efficacy?
In non-small cell lung cancer?
In anything.
In any cancer. I mean, the data that we were worried about was, for instance, bleeding, wound healing complication, etc. I mean, so far, to my knowledge, we have not seen any complication in this setting. The question is bevacizumab a great radiosensitizer? And there are some ideas about normalization of blood flow, a better oxygenation. So it could well turn out in this small study that Chris Willett published, this was exactly the end, one of the kinds of translational endpoints. So it could well be that this is one of the agents we will use. Having said that, is it the only radiosensitizer there is? No, not at all. We have a lot of radiosensitizing agents, so this is not the unique effect of bevacizumab. It has made its road into clinical trials right now. I mean, there are a lot of ongoing clinical trials. Use even combination chemotherapy, capecitabine, oxaliplatin, plus bevacizumab as radiosensitizer. It's definitely worth testing.